2. Transit of the planetary atoms. Upon receipt of the news that another inhabited world has attained the height of physical evolution, the system sovereign convenes the course of material sons and daughters on the system capital. And following the discussion of the needs of such an evolutionary world, two of the volunteering group, an Adam and an Eve of the senior course of material sons, are selected to undertake the adventure. To submit to the deep sleep preparatory to being enseraphimed and transported from their home of associated service to the new realm of new opportunities and new dangers. Adams and Eves are semi-material creatures and, as such, are not transportable by seraphim. They must undergo dematerialization on the system capital before they can be enseraphimed for transport to the world of assignment. The transport seraphim are able to effect such changes in the material suns and in other semi-material beings as enable them to be enseraphimed and thus to be transported through space from one world or system to another. About 3 days of standard time are consumed in this transport preparation, and it requires the cooperation of a life carrier to restore such a dematerialized creature to normal existence upon arrival at the end of the seraphic transport journey. While there is this dematerializing technique for preparing the atoms for transit from Jerusalem to the evolutionary worlds, there is no equivalent method for taking them away from such worlds unless the entire planet is to be emptied. In which event emergency installation of the dematerialization technique is made for the entire salvable population. If some physical catastrophe should doom the planetary residents of an evolving race, the Melchizedeks and the life carriers would install the technique of dematerialization for all survivors. And by seraphic transport these beings would be carried away to the new world prepared for their continuing existence. The evolution of a human race, once initiated on a world of space, must proceed quite independently of the physical survival of that planet. But during the evolutionary ages it is not otherwise intended that a planetary Adam or Eve shall leave their chosen world. Upon arrival at their planetary destination the material son and daughter are materialized under the direction of the life carriers. This entire process takes 10 to 28 days of Urantia time. The unconsciousness of the seraphic slumber continues throughout this entire period of reconstruction. When the reassembly of the physical organism is completed, these material sons and daughters stand in their new homes and on their new worlds to all intents and purposes just as they were before submitting to the dematerializing process on Jerusalem.